Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Luna's Bedtime Story. I'm Luna. 各位爸爸妈妈和小朋友们晚上好，欢迎收听不知不觉读完一本书睡前故事。我是 Luna。 今晚我们要读一个经典童话故事，来自 Traditional 5-Minute Tales 经典五分钟故事书里的一篇 The Wild Swans 野天鹅。这篇故事改编自格林童话的 The Six Swans 六只天鹅。格林童话在1812年出版，到现在已经有200多年的历史了，所以今天我们一起来读一读这则200多岁的故事吧。The Wild Swans. Swan 就是天鹅的意思，它的复数形式 Swans. Once upon a time, there lived a king. One day, he was out hunting in a great wood. When evening came, he stopped and realized that he was lost.Suddenly, he saw an old woman coming towards him. She was a witch. "My good woman," the king said, "can you show me the way out of the wood?"
"Yes, I can," she answered. "But there is one condition. I have a beautiful daughter.Marry her and make her queen, and I will show you the way out."
The king reluctantly agreed. The old woman led him to her daughter. Although she was very beautiful, the king could not look at her without a feeling of dread. However, he could not break his word.So he helped the maiden onto his horse. 很久很久以前 Once upon a time, 有一个国王，他去森林里打猎。到晚上的时候，他突然发现自己迷路了。然后他看见有一个老太太朝他走过来。那位老太太原来是一个女巫。A witch. 国王很有礼貌地问他，你可以告诉我怎么走出这片森林吗？可是女巫却说，你一定要答应娶我美丽的女儿为妻子，我才能告诉你。国王听说他的女儿非常美丽，所以很高兴地答应了。The king reluctantly agreed.可是当他见到巫婆的女儿时，她虽然非常的漂亮，可是国王却感到害怕。A feeling of dread. 但是他不能食言，所以帮助这位女士上了自己的马。
The old woman showed him the way out of the wood, and he was soon home at his royal castle.Where the wedding was held. The king's first wife had died, leaving 7 children, 6 boys and 1 girl, whom he loved more than anything in the world. Afraid their new stepmother might do them some harm, he took the children to live in a lonely castle in the meadow of a forest.The road to the castle was hidden, so the king used a magic ball of yarn to find it. When he threw it down, it unrolled itself and showed him the way. The king went so often to see his children that the new queen grew angry. She wanted to know why he went out alone into the wood so often. She bribed his servant, and they told her about the secret castle and the magic ball of yarn.
国王带着他的新妻子回到了自己的城堡 His royal castle. 在那里他们举行了婚礼 The wedding.国王的前一任妻子已经去世了。他们有七个孩子，六个男孩和一个女孩。国王非常非常的爱他们。国王害怕他的新妻子，孩子们的继母 ,new stepmother, 会伤害到他们。所以他就把这七个孩子藏在了一个城堡里。城堡的路没有人可以找得到，只有用一个魔法线球才可以找到。 A magic ball of yarn. 国王经常去看望他的孩子们，这让新皇后非常的生气。她买通了国王的侍卫， She bribed his servants. 侍卫们告诉了他国王藏着自己孩子的秘密。
The queen did not rest until she had found the yarn. Then she made some white silk shirts with the charm sewn in each of them. When the king was out hunting, she took the shirts into the wood and used the ball of yarn to show her the way to the castle.Children saw someone in the distance, but thought it was their father and ran to meet him. The wicked queen threw the shirts over the children. When the shirts touched their bodies, they changed into swans and flew away. The queen went home very pleased. But as the daughter had not run out with her brothers, the queen knew nothing about her.
皇后偷偷地找到了那个魔法的线团，她做了几件非常漂亮的白色衬衣，加上非常精致的手工 charm sewn。然后她趁着国王出去打猎的时候，拿上这些衬衣，带着魔法线团，就去找国王的孩子们。孩子们在城堡里远远看见有人来了。他们以为是自己的父亲，所以非常开心地跑了出去。这个坏皇后 The wicked queen 把她的衬衣抛在孩子们的身上，于是六个男孩变成了天鹅飞走了。王后回到皇宫里非常的开心，可是她不知道还有一个妹妹没有和六个哥哥们一起跑出来，所以这位小公主幸存了下来。
The next day, the king went to see his children, but he found no one but his daughter. The girl told him about her brothers turning into swans. The king grieved, but he didn't know that it was his queen who had done this.He tried to take his daughter back to the royal castle, but she begged the king to let her stay one more night. She thought, I must go and look for my brothers. When night came, she went into the wood. She ran all night and the next day until she was in another land. At last, she came to a hut with six beds.She crept underneath one and rested on the hard floor. When sunset was near, she saw six swans fly in the window. When they landed, they turned into her brothers.
国王打猎回来之后就去看他的孩子们，可是他发现只剩下了他的女儿。 这个小女孩告诉她的爸爸，六个哥哥们变成了天鹅飞走了。国王非常的伤心。The king grieved. 但是他并不知道是他的坏皇后干的。他想把女儿接回城堡里一起居住。可是小女孩恳求爸爸让她再待一晚，她要去找她的哥哥们。到了晚上，她独自一个人跑回了树林，一直跑，一直跑，跑到第二天的早上，她已经到了另外一个国家。终于，她找到了一间小木屋 ，a hut， 里面有六张床。于是她躲在其中一张床的底下，睡着了。当日落的时候 ，sunset， 有七只天鹅从窗户里飞了进来。当它们落地的时候，变成了小女孩的六位哥哥。
The boys were delighted to see their sister, but their joy did not last long. You can't stay here, they said. This is a robber's den. Can't you protect me? Asked the sister. No, her brothers answered. We are only human every evening for a quarter of an hour. Their sister wept and asked, Can nothing be done to set you free? No, they replied. It would be too much to ask. For 6 years, you could not speak or laugh. During that time, you would have to make 6 shirts out of nettles. If I spoke before they were finished, the spell would not be broken. Suddenly, they changed into swans and flew out the window.
哥哥们看到自己的妹妹都非常的高兴。They were delighted. 但是很快他们又伤心起来。他们告诉小女孩，你不能待在这里，这是一个强盗的窝， A robber's den. 而哥哥们只有每天晚上有一刻钟的时间， A quarter of an hour， 才可以变回人类，所以他们也不能保护妹妹。妹妹哭了， She wept. 她问，有什么方法我可以救你们出来呢？哥哥们说，这是一件太难太难的事情。你要用6年的时间 ,6 years, 用蓖麻来织6件衬衣 ,nettles, 蓖麻。而在这6年的时间里，你不能说话，也不能笑 ,you could not speak or laugh. 如果一旦你说话了，我们的诅咒就永远不能被打破了。说完这些，哥哥们又变回了天鹅，从窗户飞走了。小公主到底能不能完成这样困难又危险的任务呢？在我们下一期的睡前故事里再继续阅读。好了，希望你们喜欢今天的故事，别忘了把它给你的爸爸妈妈和好朋友们再说一遍。现在晚安吧 ，Good night and sweet dreams。